Hey, it's Finn, and if you've been listening to 680 for long, you know that I'm a big fan of Audi Atlanta. That's where I got my Audi Q8 e-tron, which I absolutely love. And it's the only dealership I would recommend to my friends and my family. And here's why. For one, Audi Atlanta has a great selection of luxury vehicles. They helped me find the exact SUV I was looking for, and the purchase was super easy. A fully transparent experience catered to me. The same experience they provide all their customers. And here's one more reason that makes Audi Atlanta so special. During the month of April, Audi Atlanta will make a donation to Enduring Hearts for every vehicle sold. Thanks to the efforts of Enduring Hearts, children with heart transplants are living longer and healthier lives. Get the Audi you've always wanted while supporting a great cause. To learn more about Enduring Hearts and to view our current specials, visit AudiAtlanta.com to start or complete your entire purchase online. Or shop Audi Atlanta in person, like I did, on Peachtree Boulevard just inside the perimeter. Together, we have the power to make positive changes that could last a lifetime.
Time to get you dialed into the biggest stories of the day. This is the Daily 10 with Matt Chernoff.
All right, here we go. The Thursday edition of the Daily 10. It's your friendly podcast host, Matt, back again for our 10-minute sports journey together. Off the top, let me say thank you to all of you who have subscribed, downloaded, and been part of the podcast each and every day. The numbers keep growing. And we love that. So if you would, hit that subscribe button. This will be waiting for you wherever it is you get your favorite podcasts. I wish I had better news to start today, but this is where we are. Braves off their fourth straight loss last night, 6-5 to the Marlins in 10 innings to fall to an ugly looking 4-8. But let me repeat what I've said day after day. I don't worry about April baseball. There are things individually. You know, Max Fried's performances in the first three starts or the injury situation. Those things I concern myself with. The record, it's not where you want to be, but the Braves, again, are good enough that they'll figure some of this stuff out and they'll end up winning close games more times than not. They're 0-3 now in extra inning games. And here's the biggest issue, and Snit said as much postgame. They're just not playing a good brand of baseball. I mean, there's a lot of sloppiness, bad base running, not hitting with runners in scoring position. Just not the same level of defensive play we've seen them make in the last two or three seasons. Here's the best possible news about a 4-8 start. It doesn't come in the midst of that 60-game sprint that we all experienced a year ago. If it was a 60-game season, yet 4-8 after 12 games, you'd say, that's a little concerning. It's not a sprint. This is a marathon. It's weird, right? They lost four, they won four, and they've lost four. I don't know, so maybe it's time that they win four in a row again. But they have to clean up some of the things that they're doing. Talent is talent, but when you're not doing the things that, again, good baseball teams do to win games, like hitting with runners in scoring position, like just simple things like better base running, it's going to bite you. On top of that, the starting pitching has been a lot more missed than hit so far through 12 games. I was fully expecting Charlie Morton to go out yesterday and give the Braves six really good innings, giving them a great chance to win the game. Instead, he pitched five really good innings, and in the middle of it, in the second inning, he got knocked around for four runs. So when it was all said and done, Charlie went six innings, gave up five runs, seven hits, couple of walks, and nine Ks. And the big blow was a Jazz Chisholm three-run home run with two outs. The Braves have given up a ton of two-out rallies and a bunch of two-out runs, which is demoralizing, it's frustrating, and it's something they have to get cleaned up. All right, now to the good. This is the Ronald Acuña portion of the podcast. We've seen Ronald hot before, but we've never seen him like this. I don't know how you get him out. So he struck out in the ninth inning last night, and bully for anybody who can strike him out right now, because more times than not, when he squares up a ball, it's going a long way. Ronald was 3-for-5 last night, two more home runs, a double, four RBI. So in this very small 12-game sample, he's hitting .447. Six home runs and 13 RBIs. I saw this note from ESPN Stats as well on Acuña, who has 13 extra base hits in the first 12 games of this season. That matches Hank Aaron for the most extra base hits by a Braves player through 12 games since 1900. Ronald passed Dale Murphy, who had 12 extra base hits in the first 12 games back in 1985. So you pass Murph, you tie Hank Aaron. It's just remarkable stuff. If you miss one of Acuña's ABs right now, you're just doing it wrong. Like, I don't know how you walk away from the TV, or if you're at the game, walk to the concession stand, when 13 is in the on-deck circle, buckle up because you want to see every AB, whether it's going Oppo for the game-tying home run in the seventh or that moonshot again he hit the dead center yesterday. It's not just the statistics and what he's doing. It's how he does it. I love watching that kid. I've said it over and over. Baseball needs more of Ronald Acuna. Flair, excitement, entertainment, pumping fists, having fun. And I would say the same goes for the pitcher who strikes him out in a key spot. Pump a fist, have some fun, give me some energy. Young fans always are going to gravitate to that. And Ronald Acuna gives the Braves fans that every single night. The problem is outside of Acuna, and I'll say a little bit of Freddie, who had a good night last night, 2 for 5 with a rib. He's now 4 for 9 since moving back to the 2 spot. You're just not getting enough. And situational baseball has been a big issue, too. Like, for instance, Ender Inciarte had a couple of hits yesterday, and that's nice. But go back the last 2 nights. Situationally, Ender has killed you. Not being able to get the bunt down Tuesday night. Last night, I don't know if it was a called bunt, and he decided to swing away and tapped into an easy double play in the 9th inning with Ronald Acuna waiting 2 spots later. That is a problem. That situational stuff will kill you every single time. So today at 12:20, Braves will send Ian Anderson against Trevor Rogers at Truist as the Braves try to avoid a 4-game sweep at the hands of the Miami Marlins. I did not think we would be saying that at this portion of the season. All right, so let's transition and get to some Hawks who play a pretty interesting game tonight. An intriguing regular season game against the Milwaukee Bucks at State Farm on national TV, by the way. The Hawks haven't gotten a ton of national TV games in a while, but this is TNT, 8 o'clock at State Farm. And each time when we preview a Hawks game, it's always about the injury situation first, which is so weird because they continue to play so well despite all these injuries. They've had the same 6 or 7 pieces who have been out now for the last 2 games, but really the other 5 pieces have missed a substantial amount of time. We'll wait and see on Trae Young, who's missed the last 2 games with a left calf contusion. He's questionable. Gallinari with a right foot soreness, he's also questionable. We'll see if they return. And for the Bucks, Giannis, he didn't play yesterday in a afternoon game against the Timberwolves, so we'll wait and see on his situation. The Hawks have done such a good job of overcoming these injuries, but if we're being honest about this, they've also done it against lesser competition, and that's fine. You want to beat up teams that are like you record-wise or beneath you, and the Hawks have done a good job of that since Nate McMillan took over. Against the Bucks, yeah, obviously you'd love to have John Collins, who's out, and DeAndre Hunter, and Tony Snell, who's not going to play, and Cam. I'll always mention Chris Dunn because he's a part of it, but you'd love to have his defense in this spot. The Hawks' 4 or 5 best wing defenders are all out. DeAndre Hunter and Cam and Collins and Snell, and yes, Dunn. And that matters when you're playing a team as talented as the Milwaukee Bucks, especially if Giannis plays in the game. I love these records, though, and they're worth repeating. I think I mentioned them on the radio yesterday, that the Hawks, without these core members of this team, have continued to win. They're 7-1 without John Collins. They're 21-14 without DeAndre Hunter. They're 20-9 without Cam Reddish. And more recently, they're 9-7 without Gallinari, and now 3-2 without Trae Young. Great job by both Nate McMillan, the guys who have filled in, and Travis Schlenk for building the roster depth. Speaking of McMillan, Hawks are 18-6 under Nate since he took over. They've won 16 of their last 21, even against a more friendly schedule, but that's what they're supposed to do, and that's the best news possible. All right, one more thing I wanted to touch on today. Look at the calendar, folks. We are 2 weeks away from the NFL draft. Like 2 weeks from tonight, we will be preparing to watch Trevor Lawrence come off the board at 1, and then the Falcons will make their pick at number 4. There are all kinds of rumors swirling, and that's what happens as we get closer and closer to the draft. The trade rumors are really picking up because it feels like the Falcons are the team where the draft will really begin. We have this feeling of the top 3 being Lawrence, Zach Wilson, and one of the quarterbacks to the Niners, either Trey Lance, Justin Fields, and I will mention Mac Jones, even though I don't believe that. So all the trade stuff swirling with the Falcons is out there, and it will continue to swirl, whether it's Miami at 6, who could want to move up to 4 to try and get Kyle Pitts, Denver, who could want to move from 9 to 4 to get their quarterback. There are probably a few other teams. The Lions could be looking to move up for a quarterback, so all that could be in play for the Falcons. There's one note on the Falcons that interests me today. You guys curious like I am that the Falcons have not picked up a backup quarterback yet? Now, it's not a huge deal because, you know, I'm going to give you a list of available quarterbacks and none of them are going to excite you all that much. But having a dependable backup might matter more than ever now. Matt Ryan's always been very durable, probably fortunate as well. And there's a little luck in the quarterback never sustaining a long-term injury. But to think at 36 years old and 37 with the Falcons in the NFL now playing a 17-game schedule, meaning another game where he's going to take more hits, thinking he's going to get through that unscathed, it's probably not very realistic. So you look around and you see these names. These are available quarterbacks: Blake Bortles, RG3, Blaine Gabbert, AJ McCarron, Brian Hoyer, Nathan Peterman. None of that does anything for you. In fact, I could argue if the Falcons were to draft a young quarterback, as much as I don't want to throw them into the fire, guys like Trey Lance or Justin Fields yet, if Matt Ryan goes down, that group of quarterbacks I just gave you are not going to rescue you and save the day. And you don't want a quarterback who's young getting overwhelmed, but I don't know, maybe some experience for that guy has more value long-term than playing any one of these backups who would just be short-term in the process. All right, if you guys would, I would love to have you aboard each and every day for the podcast. Hit that subscribe button. It'll be waiting for you in your favorite podcast platform. Those 5-star ratings, the reviews. If you see me mention the pod on social media, retweet it, like it. It's been a huge help, and we'd love to have you guys along for the ride each and every day. I'll be with Chuck Oliver this afternoon on 680 The Fan in Atlanta. Back again tomorrow for the next edition of The Daily 10.
Subscribe to The Daily 10 now and get the latest breaking news and biggest stories of the day every morning. Get more at 680thefan.com or subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google, or wherever you get your favorite shows.
Hey, it's Finn, and if you've been listening to 680 for long, you know that I'm a big fan of Audi Atlanta. That's where I got my Audi Q8 e-tron, which I absolutely love. And it's the only dealership I would recommend to my friends and my family. And here's why. For one, Audi Atlanta has a great selection of luxury vehicles. They helped me find the exact SUV I was looking for, and the purchase was super easy. A fully transparent experience catered to me. The same experience they provide all their customers. And here's one more reason that makes Audi Atlanta so special. During the month of April, Audi Atlanta will make a donation to Enduring Hearts for every vehicle sold. Thanks to the efforts of Enduring Hearts, children with heart transplants are living longer and healthier lives. Get the Audi you've always wanted while supporting a great cause. To learn more about Enduring Hearts and to view our current specials, visit AudiAtlanta.com to start or complete your entire purchase online. Or shop Audi Atlanta in person, like I did, on Peachtree Boulevard just inside the perimeter. Together, we have the power to make positive changes that could last a lifetime.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save. And save and win.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.